But today, we're going to celebrate sustainability, growing your own food, teaching the kids how to do it, and all that kind of stuff. And believe it or not, right here in the middle of Silicon Valley, there's an 11-acre farm. Go figure, how could you have 11 acres of undeveloped land go for farming in the middle of Silicon Valley? This is the most wanted real estate in the world. The powers all over the world would come in here and spend zillions of dollars to get their hands on it. Yet, some folks have found a way to preserve 11 acres, and they got an educational program. Well, I'm going to let the folks tell you about it. I'm joined today by the executive director of Full Circle Farms of it's Cupertino or Sunnyvale.
Sunnyvale.
By Rebecca Jepson. Rebecca, welcome to KZSU.
Hi, how you doing, everybody?
And also by your education and farm crew leader, Sean Audio. Sean?
How's it going, Bart?
Real good. And thanks so much for taking time out of your days to come down, spend a little time on the radio with us common folk.
It's a pleasure.
No, it's great having you. And the main reason we wanted to get you down was you're having your big event this coming Sunday, the 18th of April, just for 4 short hours from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's called the Earth Day Fest, and it's the Full Circle Farm third annual Earth Day Fest, and the theme this year is We Got It Growing On.
That's right. This is our biggest event of the year. It is a fantastic community event. We'll have all kinds of wonderful entertainment and food and people out enjoying the day. We'll have organizations from all over the Bay Area that are helping share information on eco-responsible programs and products. We'll have other community groups there, and we'll have all kinds of tours and demos and be talking to people about how we can do a better job of growing our own food and really understanding how that works.
So let's start from the start. Rebecca, what is Full Circle Farms?
Well, it's Full Circle Farm. It's okay. Just Full Circle Farm. And Full Circle Farm is one of the key projects of Sustainable Community Gardens. And Sustainable Community Gardens is a 501c3 nonprofit. We have two projects. We have Full Circle Farm, which you did a wonderful intro about. It's an 11-acre urban farm, educational farm, right in the heart of Silicon Valley.
And it's in Sunnyvale?
It's in Sunnyvale. And it is amazing how that happened. It took an awful lot of blood, sweat, tears, and really mostly love. A lot of the community came together to save that space from the gazillions of dollars of people that wanted to buy that and turn it into condos and townhouses and sports courts.
And not that old. It's only 2 years old, you mentioned.
Two and a half. It broke ground in about the late summer of 2007. So we're pretty new.
Was there something sitting on it before it became Full Circle Farm?
It basically had been fallow ground for quite a long time. The property is actually owned by the Santa Clara Unified School District. Mm-hmm. And it had been used. There had been, I remember when I was several years ago, we'll just go with that, I used to play soccer on those fields, and they were about the crappiest fields on the planet.
Me too.
And so I used to play soccer there, and really nothing had been done with that land, and the school was thinking about selling it. And as I said, a tremendous amount of energy and commitment and the community coming together for months and months and months on end convinced the city and the school wasn't hard to convince, but lots of people were hard to convince, but it came together that the farm won, and it's been there ever since. And we also have another project called Charles Street Garden. And that is a community garden right in the historic center of downtown Sunnyvale. So right near the library is a 92-plot community garden, and it is just wildly successful. We have over 100 people on the waiting list, so we have more people on the waiting list than we have current plots and gardeners there. And their biggest event of the year is April 17th, so we'll have a spring market sale there. We'll be selling all kinds of tomatoes and peppers and herbs and plants. So,
That's Saturday then.
That's Saturday. So we got a double header this weekend. We're back to back.
That's great. This is Rebecca Jepson we're hearing from right now, the executive director of Full Circle Farm and the Charles Street Gardens, and joined today by Sean Audio. And Sean, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, how's it going? I have a split position on Full Circle Farm, and On education, the first part of the week, we are basically reinforcing the Peterson Middle School science classes. We're taking them out on the farm and doing a lot of hands-on work, something that's they can't really learn in the books, and we're really trying to get their hands dirty and teaching them how to grow food, more sustainability, and stuff like that.
And Sean, what's your background? You have a background in farming?
I've been teaching for about 10 years, and in farming, I've been working in backyard gardening and volunteering at farms in Ben Lomond for the last 10 years, too. So a chance to do this on a wider scale has been a real blessing for me.
And the educational part, speak a little bit about that. You're actually taking kids. I notice in the event this Sunday, there's going to be kids' activities, farm animals, games, arts and crafts, face painting, wild zones, straw bale pyramid, exercise course. Somebody want to tackle
that? I just wanted to mention that, we have children on the property 4 days a week. Bird. It's very unique.
You're coming
special.
From the local schools?
Yeah, from Peterson Middle School. So we have we started out with sixth graders, and now we've transitioned to sixth and seventh, and hopefully next year we'll actually have all three grades, sixth, seventh, and eighth. And so we have children on the property 4 days a week doing garden-based education in all kinds of subjects, science, we do art, we'll use all kinds of things. I wanted Sean to especially talk about, we also have special needs classes and opportunities classes. So Sean is a real split personality. He does half of his time there is in the education side and half is on farming. But Sean, could you talk a little bit about the classes?
The classes, we have four classes of special day, and they're kids with special needs, and we're getting them out there, too, and having them, you know, put their hands in the dirt and learning how to grow their own food and involved in their own nutrition and how they can take that from the farm and do that at home as well. And we're also working with opportunity kids. Some of these kids have gotten in trouble in school and they're having certain issues, and we're trying to give them other options to work on, and also trying to get their hands a little dirty too. And it's been a really great ride so far. We see them changing and growing in front of our eyes, and it's really been a great experience so far.
And what do you got planned for the summer when the kids aren't in school? You gonna have them on the farm more often, or just still there on a regular basis? Or
we are going to work. We are developing some summer classes, and we are in the works. We are doing a science summer camp, but we're developing that so far, and we're getting a lot of interest from a lot of the kids because they come in here not knowing anything about farming, and then, you know, not knowing what's going on, and then they come out here running. So we think we're going to get a lot of kids interested in doing our classes on the summer and the summer camps.
That's Sean Audio, the education and farm crew director of the Full Circle Farm. And we're also joined by the executive director, Rebecca Jepson. And what all do y'all grow on Full Circle Farm?
Pretty much everything under the sun.
Really?
We are the luckiest people on the planet, as you probably are aware. I'm from the Midwest. I grew up on a farm, and it's funny, I say I've kind of come full circle. I've been in high tech for about 30 years, and
I'm trying to detect an accent there,
well,
because I love doing that.
I could put it on for you if I needed to.
Uh-oh. Is it Oklahoma?
No, it's Indiana, so that really wasn't even, my dad would be very disappointed with that Hoosier accent. I think it's more like just wash your car. I think that's all to say is wash your car.
You got to sound like David Letterman, right?
Yeah. You have to watch Dave. Well, but he's a unique Hoosier. We're not all like that.
Really?
Okay. At Full Circle, here in the Bay Area, we can grow food 365 days a year. There are very few places on the planet that can say that. So we are in operation, you know, all year long, 7 days a week, 24/7 pretty much. So our summer crops, we're just now, we've been planting a whole bunch of peppers and tomatoes, and we just came out of the cool season planting schedule, and now we're moving into warm season. So now you're coming into like your peppers, your tomatoes, your eggplants, your
cucumbers,
you know, cucumbers, squashes of all sorts,
pumpkins,
beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be having all the melons and pumpkins and that kind of thing. But you would be amazed how much food we grew in the cool season. There are all the brassicas and the cauliflower and the broccoli and the
kohlrabi and cabbage.
Kohlrabi is one of my favorites.
Now, is this a collective thing that's decided what to grow? How is that decided? How's that process?
We have an amazing farm manager and an amazing assistant farm manager. Megan and Rose. Hello, ladies.
Hey, Rose.
They're probably listening. Hopefully, they're listening since they got a shout out.
They're out on the track right now.
They better be.
Yeah, they better be listening. But no, they're probably out working, actually, is what they're probably really doing. But we have two amazing managers on the farm side that really understand sustainable, proper, you know, long-term, lifelong methodology in farming. And it is very different than in normal industrial ag. It is, we don't practice those kind of rules. We don't use any pesticides on our farm. We do cover cropping. So in the winter, we do crop rotation. So we'll be, dedicating entire fields to clover and thatch and fava beans, and then you let that grow and become really rich and wonderful, and you cut that down and turn it into the soil, and that's how we actually feed the soil.
Oh.
And that's so we practice we call it better than organic. We're better than organic.
Wow.
We're organic plus, and so we use no chemicals on the farm. We practice integrated pest management. It's like I said, full time year round, but we do the proper things. You know, we really feed the soil. So if you plant the seed and you grow the food and you harvest that food and you enjoy it and eat that food, mm-hmm. then what you want to do is compost all that leftover produce and the plants, and you want to feed the soil. Because if you don't feed the soil, you're not going to be feeding yourself for the long haul. It doesn't work like that.
It's not sustainable. And that's probably been what we've been finding out about American commercial agriculture, like you said, big ag, right?
Yeah, big ag, yeah.
It's unsustainable, isn't it?
It's been around for a long time, and we're paying the price. You know, we're seeing what's happening now to our environment and our soil. If you look around and, you know, if you do a little research and look at it, we are now down to where about 1% of the population in the U.S. are now farmers. We are getting to the point where we don't have enough soil to grow our own food, and we don't have enough people doing that for us anymore. And if we don't start to think about this and turn this around and change this, which is why I'm at Full Circle Farm.
Sure.
He asked me earlier, why did I leave high tech? Well, this is why I left high tech. And because if we don't change this, we're going to be eating genetically engineered foods, because it's going to be our only option.
Well, we already are eating some of that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We're eating more than most people know. But but we don't want that to be our only choice, do we, in the next 30 years? So we gotta think about this. We gotta teach the kids. We gotta turn some thoughts, some thinking, and strategies around so that we have some better options.
The Full Circle Farm is what we're talking about. It's an 11-acre plot. It's right off of Wolf Road, right?
It is. It's actually off of very close to Lawrence and Benton, off of Lawrence, in between Wolf Road and Lawrence in Sunnyvale, and it's right behind. It's right, as I said, we're on school property, so we're right behind Peterson Middle School.
Mm-hmm. And basically, if people think of Wolf Road and 280 and El Camino Real, it's in that pretty much in that grid the part of the peninsula.
That's our zone.
And your Earth Day Fest is this Sunday from 10 to 2. And it's going to feature kids' activities, workshops, and tours, earth-friendly organizations, live music, fun, local food, silent auction. They want the whole community to turn out. Is this free to the public?
It is. It's free to the public. Absolutely.
So just show up at 10 o'clock and roll on in?
Absolutely. Come and enjoy the day. Bring your kids, you know, bring your families. Come and, I mean, it's very unique to even have a space of 11 acres to be able to go use these days. I mean, so we're not only farming and teaching the kids, we're preserving this fabulous open space that's there for the community. And we want, it's not just the community of Sunnyvale. We invite the entire Bay Area to be our community. So
sure.
Come out and be with us.
And I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that want to get involved in something like this to help this whole thing grow, because I think a lot of folks are just tired of this whole thing, like you said, genetically modified foods and we don't grow our own food anymore. It's being flown in from places we don't even know, and that's wasting so much energy.
Yeah, we don't know where our food comes from, and we don't know what's happening with that food. If you're not growing it, or you're very close to where it's being grown, you really don't know. So we've been seeing that in the last couple of years with these, you know, with our salmonella scares and recalls of packages of spinach. I mean, that's pretty scary. You know, there are good options, folks. We don't need to eat that way.
And when they pick tomatoes in this country that we buy at the store, they're hard and green, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And they ripen on the way to wherever they're being taken, right?
If they ripen, they ripen on the way to where they're being taken.
And tomatoes don't even look like tomatoes anymore,
no,
do they?
They sure don't. Well, what's worse than that, I mean, I don't really care what they look like. I mostly care what they taste like.
Yeah.
So they sure don't taste like a tomato.
It definitely. And this Sunday is going to be the time. If folks wanted to get involved to help the farm, not just this Sunday and go to the event, how could they do that?
No, we need a lot of help at Full Circle Farm. We need talented people that want to come and help us with volunteering in the garden. We actually have an educational garden for both kids and adults. We're open to the public every Wednesday and every Saturday from about sunup to sundown, so that's about 10 to 7. And we have an opportunity. If you don't know how to garden, or you're afraid of it, or you don't know how to take the first step, come out any Wednesday, any Saturday, and we will show you what to do step by step. We will work you through. We will help you work through this. So we're looking for volunteers on the farm, in the garden. We're looking for people to help us, you know, really get the word out. You know, what's the funniest thing about us is actually most people don't even know we're there. We're 11 acres in the heart of Silicon Valley, and that's the biggest issue, is people don't even know we're there. So we need help in marketing and PR and fundraising you know, we want to connect with the corporations. I mean, one of the reasons that I really joined is I believe that companies like, you know, the ones I've worked for, like Sun and Cisco and TI and these other companies, if they know about us, they'll want to sponsor us because we're right in their backyard. And we're working with their kids and their neighbors' kids. And it's really important work. And so we're looking for help in all those realms.
So folks can just go on the website, Full Circle Farm. It's pretty informative, pretty all-inclusive. And I noticed you have Kaiser Permanente as one of your partnerships.
Absolutely. They have supported us from the very beginning, year after year, and they are very consistent and very strong and very needed partner with us. So they're there by our side all the way.
Well, if you get everybody healthy, that'll put them out of business.
They're okay. I think they're not worried about that, really, in our... I think at least in my lifetime, they don't think that's really going to be a possibility.
Okay, good. And once again, speaking to the executive director of Full Circle Farm and the education farm crew manager, Sean Audio and Rebecca Jepson, let's take a quick musical break and come back and find out more about this sustainable effort going on right in the heart of Silicon Valley. Thank you. Donald Byrd and Christo Redentor back here with Rebecca Jepson and Sean Audio of Full Circle Farm, and now going to get into some particulars. And we just had a caller ask, how many students have Full Circle Farm worked with this year? Sean, you want to go ahead and let people know how many students you've worked with this year?
We have worked with about 360 total kids. That's about 16 classes. And by next year, we're going to get that up to about 450 when we include eighth grade. So,
Is it just from one school, or if folks knew of kids that wanted to get involved, could they? Is there a way they can funnel their kids into this program?
Our daily program or weekly program is with Peterson Middle School, but we have all year round. We're open to having field trips from schools all over the Bay Area, so we'll do field trips, tours, special events. So any of that.
Folks can just follow. Is there a phone number folks can reach you folks at?
You bet. You can call. Let me give you the main number, which is 408-735-8154. And our website is www.fullcirclesunnyvale.org. So fullcirclesunnyvale.org is our website.
Okay.
And the phone number is 408-735-8154.
And let's talk now. Full Circle Farm has its own farm stand.
We do. We sure do. And what's unique about that, not only our farm stand, but our CSA program, which I'll touch on, is that it's all year round. We are open all year. We don't close down for the winter season like a lot of the local farms do.
And it sells what you've grown on the farm.
Absolutely. We're open 3 days a week. We're opened on Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7, and we're open on Sundays from 11 to 3. So please come out. That's open to the public all year round, as I said. So we'd love to see a lot of new faces at our farm stand. And we also have a CSA program. That's a community-supported agricultural program. And what that means is that you're basically buy into a share of farm fresh produce, and so you get your share every week. And as I mentioned once before about our wonderful farm crew, they are very, very bright individuals, and they do it very differently than most people. You actually come to our farm to pick up your CSA.
They don't bring it. Do you mean they don't bring it to your house?
You don't have to. No, it does not get shipped to you in a UPS
truck.
Man.
Pizza places bring it to your house, man. Come on.
You know what's so cool about that? We're going to get you hooked. You're going to be a new CSA member.
I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah,
this sounds pretty good.
You actually come to the farm, and you get to sort of walk across the table that's laid out with this gorgeous produce, and you pick the head of lettuce bunch of beets that talk to you, because I'll bet your beets would be different than my beets. I'm just thinking.
I couldn't beat your beets.
Well, we could have a beet off. No, that's really bad.
Wow.
I knew I just had to go. You know, Stanford College Radio. You got to throw that in, people.
Family entertainment here,
nice.
Folks.
Sean is not going to touch that one, people. I can tell you that's all about me.
That's right.
So we have a CSA program where you come to the farm, you pick up the fruit or the vegetables, the herbs that talk to you. And we also have, for our CSA members, we have a monthly potluck. So you really, you don't just, you know, sort of get this produce dropped at your door. You're really a part of our farm. You know, you're interacting with all of us there at the farm and the farmers who grow that food, and you come and you join together with all other CSA members, and it's really building community. So,
sure.
So all that we are about is building community and moving it forward. So
now, how would folks could do this through the website, the CSA program? Is there a limit to it? You're always looking for new folks to get involved. There's enough produce to go around.
We're growing it slowly, so there is a, you know, sometimes we'll have a waiting list. There's sometimes a waiting list, but we'll get you all in. We promise. We're going to hope to double our CSA program by the end of the year. So we're on a fast track to do that, and so we want to hear from you, and we want to at least get you on the list, and we will get you in.
And speak some about the workshops, because I know that's got to be a very important part of the farm.
We do workshops and classes all year round as well. We've had mushroom classes. We have backyard chicken care classes, and that was so successful that we actually had to do a second one a couple of weeks ago, because our first one was completely sold out, and the second one sold out as well. So people are really into backyard chickens now. So we have chickens on the farm. We have farm fresh eggs. We teach people all about that. that all year round.
Are the eggs sold at the farm stand?
They are, but boy,
sometimes they're eggs. Still warm.
Yeah, you.
Really?
But I'll tell you what, you have to be a pretty early bird to get there. There are not enough eggs to go around, so I very seldom ever get to take any home, and I'm there pretty much all the time. So,
wow.
So yeah, you got to be rushing to the front of the line for the eggs. But if you haven't ever had a farm fresh egg, there is nothing like it. People ask me, what the heck's the, Rebecca? How can an egg be so different? And the only way to answer that, at least my answer is, the difference is vivid. The color and the taste are. You know, an egg you buy at Safeway that's been there for forever. I'm not supposed to say that, am I? I'm just being totally politically incorrect today. But, they're a pretty pale yellow when you crack them open and fry them.
Yeah.
When you crack open a farm fresh egg and fry it up, it is vivid.
Neon orange.
It's orange. It's
really?
Orange. And it tastes just like that bird. It's amazing. I mean, yeah. I bring home eggs from the store now because I can't ever get them at the farm, and my husband's very disappointed with me on a regular basis. So.
Wow, because he's had the farm fresh eggs.
Oh, he's had the fresh, not enough, but he's had them. Yeah. So
wow.
So we have classes on growing your own food. We have a couple of classes upcoming. We're going to be doing a class on square foot gardening, which is sort of biointensive gardening in a very small space, and we have a class on salsa gardening where we're going to teach you how to grow, you know, your favorite, the special kind of peppers and tomatoes and herbs to make the most awesome salsa. So
that could be done in a small space too, right?
Yes, it can. It can be done in pots, can be done in containers, can be done in the dirt. So yeah, people always say to me, Rebecca, I don't have any room in my backyard. And I said, well, do you have a driveway? And they said, well, yeah, I have a driveway. Okay, put some pots on it. Grow up your food.
Wow.
Grow some food in pots. It's, you know, there's no excuse. Not everybody out there listening, I hope by the end of the summer you're growing at least your very favorite food in a pot, because if you don't, I'll come to your house. I'll do it.
Rebecca Jepson and Sean Audio, our guests today from Full Circle Farm right in Sunnyvale. They're going to have their big Earth Day Fest. That's their once a year. Invite the community in to see what they're doing and get involved if you want to. It's located at 1055 Dunford Road in Sunnyvale. That's pretty much off of 280 off of Wolf Road. You can go on the website at www.fullcirclesunnyvale.org. And we've covered the CSA and the potluck, the workshops, the farm stand. Sean, what do you want to add?
Nothing. Just that this farm really depends on a lot of the community to come out. So if you're interested in just volunteering or just coming out to see what we do, we are very happy just to shake your hand and walk you up and down the farm and actually show you what we do. We're not too busy out on the farm to show you how this stuff grows. And we just are really excited to get people in here and seeing what we're doing.
How long have you been there, Sean?
I've been there since about November, so I've been almost about 6 months.
Now, what were you doing before that?
I was doing advertising. I was.
You were in advertising?
I was doing ad sales for a music magazine.
How did you get involved in the farm?
I got involved in the farm because my hours were low at my other job, and I just heard about the farm was... searching for people, and I heard it through AmeriCorps, and I got really excited that they were looking for someone to teach kids and also maybe get involved with teaching them farm-related subjects, and both of those I'm very excited about. And
had you done that before? Had you taught before?
Yes, I've been in and out of elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, being a teacher's assistant, TAs, and mostly chess tutoring, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about gardening? What's your background in gardening?
In gardening, I started right out of high school, and if we were talking about tomatoes, once you bite into a garden fresh tomato, you can't go back. So I was actually changed, and I said, I have to get into this. I have to know how to do this. And I just talked to everyone I could. I started my own garden. I started growing food for my neighbors, and I had to help out at, I've helped out at farms in Ben Lomond and Santa Cruz, and I just fell in love with the subject.
Oh, so this is before you got involved in Full Circle?
Yes, yeah.
So since you got involved in Full Circle, how's it changed your life?
It's the experience has been, I wasn't planning on for it to affect me as much as it has, just because I work with certain kids. They're opportunity kids, and a lot of them have
Now, what do you mean when you say that, opportunity kids?
A lot of them have been having issues with school, with concentration, and maybe getting in a little bit of trouble. And we are taking them in on Fridays and trying to give them other options and giving them basically a something that they can see and touch in a mobile classroom. And it's been a real pleasure. And these kids are really bright. And it's been a really great experience working with these kids. And once they, I mean, a lot of the times, a lot of kids need to move to think. And once you get these kids digging around in the dirt and walking around the farm,
it change them?
Yeah, it does. A lot of these kids in the beginning just have no interest in farming fresh fruit or vegetables. You know, they're eating hot dogs and McDonald's, and that's what they think food is. And when they come out here, they don't even know what a tomato plant or a kohlrabi plant looks like. And
so you've seen kids change.
They change. Some of these kids, like, sit there tight-lipped and, you know, don't want to have anything to do with it. But now they're coming out and they're running out to the farm, and they're really excited. And that's been the most rewarding experience, that they come into our beds and saying that that's my broccoli plant, or that's my bed. And that sense of ownership is where we're trying to go. And they're literally changing with every season. So they're growing too.
And the thing that's so great is that you when you affect them at this age, I mean, a couple of things happen. Number one, when you get kids to grow their own food, they'll actually eat it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And secondarily, when you can tap into their lifestyles at the ages, that middle school age, you're making changes for the rest of their life. It is a pretty amazing phenomenon that happens. And I just wanted to add one thing that we sort of forgot about. We've got another big thing at Full Circle Farm, which is a fabulous historic orchard. We've got one of the only orchards, one of the few orchards that have been put back in Silicon Valley, in the Valley of Hearts Delight, in the last 75 years. There are a few others, but we now have about 250 fruit trees planted in our orchard. So so in about another year or so, those are going to kick in, and we're going to have an amazing bounty of fruit on the farm. So we actually have an adopt a tree program. You can come to Full Circle Farm and adopt a tree and have it have a personalized dedication on that tree for you. So that's something that's very unique and very.
What's the variety of fruits you got going on in the fruit tree program?
Everything, pluots, pears, apples,
peaches, cherries,
oranges,
pomegranates, citrus, all stone fruit,
avocados. I mean, it goes on and on.
Wow, anything that grows on trees.
Yep, pretty much. Anything that grows on trees, we've got it.
Wow. This is pretty heavy work going
on.
So
we even have, when the kids come for tours, you know, we have tons of, we have an amazing composting process on the farm, so you can learn all about regular composting, vermicomposting, which was with worms. You learn about bees. We've got actually beehives on the farm, and we have honey made from the bees on the farm at the farm stand. So
that's how you get rid of allergies too, right? Eat the local honey.
It helps quite a lot. Yeah, you eat your local honey, and it really helps you with your allergies if you are afflicted by that. Yep.
Speak a little bit about that too. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of remedies for ailments are found on the farm, aren't they?
Absolutely. From honey. Honey's a good example. I'm trying to think. Of course, I'm going to draw a little blank, but really, I mean, your whole body, your brain, as Sean was talking about, those kids that come out that have the opportunity kids, they have a hard time focusing until you get them doing some physical work, some running around. Their brains engage.
And they get it.
And we're just like that too. I mean, it really, our brains and our bodies function much better when we eat foods that support that system that we have. And and most of us, unfortunately, don't eat like that. You know, when what you do is live off McDonald's, you know, 24/7 all year round, you are not getting the nutrition and the diversity of nutrients and vitamins. And I mean, I can go on and on. I won't. But, you know, you need that stuff in your body to make it work right. And most of us don't get it.
And in reverse now, you said you're working with Peterson School. Is that what
Peterson Middle School?
Mm-hmm. Do they take some of the produce
Absolutely.
And serve it to the kids?
We're now working with the school district. We're in three local schools. We hope to double that number by the end of the year. So we're going to just keep as we can, you know, build out the farm and get more support. We're going to grow more food, and we're going to have a whole lot more produce going into that school district. So our goal is to just keep ramping that as much as we can and as fast as we can. And we want our local community, our local neighbors, and our local kids eating farm fresh food off the vine.
And create a revolution so
yeah.
it just spreads.
We're working on it.
Rebecca Jepson, the executive director of Full Circle Farm and Charles Street Gardens in downtown Sunnyvale, and also Sean Audio. And Rebecca, run it down one more time. Sunday, what's going to be happening?
All right,
and
Sunday.
Where?
Sunday, we got it growing on. Our biggest event of the year, it's our third annual Earth Day Fest 2010. Starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, April 18th, goes until 2 p.m. We're going to have food, music, entertainment, all kinds of activities for both adults and kids. Lots of kids' activities, but we're going to have yoga. We're going to have farm yoga. I can't wait to see that.
Beekeeping, composting,
yeah.
live art. We are going to have a bicycle historian on the site,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're going to have... Wow. It is a real full day, wonderful day for the community. Please come out and see us. And don't forget, if you want to pick up some wonderful plants, you can go to the Charles Street Gardens spring sale on April 17th.
That's going to be this Saturday.
Saturday. So we got a
Charles
double
Street
header.
Garden thing is on Saturday. And then and what's the hours on the Charles Street Garden thing?
I believe it's off the top. I've been doing too many events lately. I believe that's 9 to 2, but please check my website, and they're going to kill me for not knowing that off the top of my head.
And the website, once again, is
www.fullcirclesunnyvale.org, and you can also go to www.charlesstreetgardens.org.
Very good. Also, a lot of kids' activities on Sunday, right? They can bring the kids
tons of kids. There'll be a straw bale pyramid. There'll be all kinds of petting zoo. They'll be able to have pictures with the chickens. They always love the chickens on the farm are the rock stars. I mean, you know, once we with the chickens there, none of the rest of us get nearly as much notice. We've got people that come every night just to visit the chickens with their family, which is pretty cool. So we're gonna have farm. We're gonna have the farm yoga. We've got chair massage. We've got the food, the music, the entertainment, lots of community groups out.
It also says silent auction.
Silent auction. There'll be
What's
some
that
wonderful.
Be for?
Oh, there's a lot of good things there. There's coupons from various restaurants. There's an earth box giveaway. There's a private backyard chicken class on the menu. There's what else have we got? We've got there are about a dozen items, so lots of things. There are a lot of things that are going to be on that table.
And is there still a waiting list for the CSA program where you can go
yes.
pick up your own produce?
Yes, there is. Yep, you can go to our website and check that out, and you can get your name added to our wait list for that.
Okay. We're talking about sustainable community gardening, and it's being done right in Sunnyvale, right in your backyard. If you're listening on the antenna right now, on the internet, we're out here on the edge of the Western world, and you could look in. This has got to be a movement that's going across the country now, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, and what I always tell people is if you can do this in Silicon Valley, you can do this anywhere.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, our goal at Full Circle Farm and at Charles Street is to really be a model for the rest of the country. We're trying to really show people that this can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's hard work. Yes, it takes a whole community to make it happen. But that's the beauty, is that it takes the community to make it happen. And
sure.
once you make it happen, the community is with it for life. So this can be done in any city, in any state across the country, and we just hope that we're a little bit of inspiration for everybody everywhere to take this on and make a difference. Just start. Just plant a pot in your driveway.
Yeah, I got a little plot, and somebody I had one of the folks from New Orleans who was helping. He found out that to clean the soil down there, they planted sunflowers.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
And sunflowers will take out a lot of the impurities in soil, right? Mm-hmm. And some college kids went down and showed the folks in New Orleans, just cover the ground in sunflowers and let them grow, and that you could even eat the seeds after that.
Nice.
The sunflowers filter that out, and they'll clean your soil for you, and then you can go grow. And I got a little plot at the house, and I'm going to do that this year, clean it up, and then come down and see you guys about what I could grow.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you want to add a little organic compost to that soil, and you want to grow a little fava beans for cover crop, maybe. There's a lot of good tricks we can teach you when you come to the farm.
Very cool. Now, open for stuff like that on, you mentioned Wednesdays and Saturdays?
Wednesdays and Saturdays, sun up to sundown. Yeah, we're there. If you want to come and ask questions, you want to come and volunteer, you want to come and just see what we're doing, come on out. Just come and visit us. We're there.
Phone number, once again, 408-735-8154. Website is www.fullcirclesunnyvale.org. The two big events are this weekend, Saturday, in downtown Sunnyvale at the Charles Street Garden Project. And you can get that off the website. And then Sunday for the Earth Day Fest, the theme this year, we got it growing on, and that's going to be at Full Circle Farm at 1055 Dunford in Sunnyvale. You can get that off the website as well. And what have we missed?
I think we've covered. All we've missed is getting you down to the farm. That's all we've missed.
That's great. Rebecca, Sean, I want to thank you both for taking time out and coming in.
Thanks a lot.
I'll be seeing you guys, if not Sunday, sooner, and we'll get it growing on.
You got it.
Thanks, y'all. You guys take care and keep up the great work, okay?